This is In Focus on WSIU. Southern Illinois ornithologist and ecologist Mike Baltz is back with his monthly exploration of the natural history of this place we call home.
In case you didn't know, in 2015, October was officially proclaimed as Oak Awareness Month in Illinois, making this month officially Oaktober in Illinois. And Oak Awareness Month in Illinois makes sense, because our state tree is the white oak, and there are 20 species of oak trees native to Illinois, making the land of Lincoln one of the oakiest states in the country. Also, in case you didn't know, oaks are keystone species in our Illinois forests, meaning that other species in the ecosystem depend on them, and without them, ecosystems would collapse. For example, the caterpillars of hundreds of species of moths and butterflies feed on oak leaves, and those caterpillars, in turn, provide food for hungry birds and bird nestlings in the spring and summer, as well as food for birds migrating through the area in the spring and fall. And of course, acorns are important food sources for deer, turkey, squirrels, blue jays, and many other species. Now, while oaks have historically dominated Illinois forest ecosystems, today, oak saplings make up just 1% of young trees in some forests, while many of the mature oaks are reaching the end of their lifespans. Our southern Illinois forests have essentially become old oaks homes, which is bad news for our forest ecosystems. But there is good news, because like Ralph Waldo Emerson said, the creation of 1,000 forests is in one acorn. While everyone knows that oak trees come from acorns, did you know that every oak tree doesn't produce acorns every year? So even though there will always be some acorns on the ground in the woods, some years there are more than others. Some years are mast years, years when most of the oaks produce lots of acorns, resulting in a bounty for everything that eats acorns. Ecologically, mast years are a reproductive strategy that ensures oaks will carry on, because in a world where so many things eat acorns, if oak trees produced a dependable crop year after year, populations of acorn eaters would stay high, and there wouldn't be enough acorns left to grow new trees. So, most years are relatively lean years, keeping squirrel populations, for example, low. But then, mast years flood the market, producing more acorns than the squirrels and the deer and the turkeys and the blue jays can eat, which can mean lots of oak seedlings the next spring. And for the record, I have been in the woods this fall, and it looks like there will be a bumper crop of acorns this year. If you want to take matters into your own hands and plant an oak tree, which I highly encourage, I would suggest that you plant a young tree with a few years of growth under its belt. And you can buy those kinds of trees at local tree sales. Specifically, Keep Carbondale Beautiful has fall and tree spring sales, where many different oak tree species are available. Although not as fast growing or showy in the fall as some of the other native tree species, remember, oaks are in many ways the trees of life in southern Illinois. When is the best time to plant an oak tree? There's a proverb that says the best time to plant any tree was 20 years ago, but that the second best time is now. So plant it and water it, and it should grow. And even if you don't expect to sit in the shade of that tree, a wise person once said, to plant trees is to give body and life to one's dreams of a better world. If hope is an action, friends, then planting a tree is about the most hopeful thing you can do. And the gold standard of trees, as far as providing wildlife habitat, and shade to the next generations are the oaks. So if by chance you are feeling overwhelmed by what's happening on the planet these days, planting an oak tree or two or three is something important that you can do to make a real difference.
That's ornithologist and ecologist Mike Baltz with his monthly look at the natural history of Southern Illinois. You can hear Nature Notebook on air and online at WSIU.org.